So the question is, do you have to search your svarim, your books, for chametz? That could be a major undertaking. And the question is, that required? And it's really a practical case of the following underlying question. Do you have to search for crumbs as part of the bedika? Now, the Gemara in Pesachim Davon Bey says that Rabbi Yehuda's name is Rav, HaBorik Tzarech Shiva. Tell someone who searches need to do bitulah. So my time, what's the reason? And then the Gemara says, "I neima mishum peirurin." If the reason why you have to search for, or you have to do bittel after bedika is because of crumbs, halacha shiva, we're not concerned about crumbs. So it seems, based on this Gemara, that we're not concerned about crumbs indeed. So you shouldn't have to search for them. However, the Chazon Ish writes, and no, he says that when it comes to the making a machitza, separating from, let's say, if you have a partition and try to close off your chametz, then there's no difference between whether it's a chametz that has a kazayis or whether there are crumbs. Ein chiluk ben pirum l'gluska yafa. And therefore, there's no difference between crumbs and a big piece of bread. Hilka chayim livduk et asfar mishim chashash pirumim. Av she'ein behem kazayis. It's a chazon ish arachayim kuf tezayin sif yud ches. He says, therefore, you have to search the svarim, your books, because of the concern of crumbs, even though there's no kazayis. Now, the real question of why you have to search, or do you have to search for crumbs, may hinge in the following question. Why do we do bedika? According to Rashi, the reason why we do bedika chametz, why we search for chametz, is because we don't want to violate the prohibition of oni chametz, bayu or bayu matzeh. So on some level, the Gemara in Pesachim is right, that if you did bedika, if you search for the chametz, so on the one hand, you don't have to do bittul because of crumbs, because for crumbs you don't violate the prohibition of bayra baymatz. If the concern of bedikas chametz is for crumbs, the concern of bedikas chametz is for the prohibition of bayra baymatz. So if you don't own crumbs, so crumbs is no violation of bayra baymatz. So you would not have to search for crumbs. However, according to Tosfos, if the reason why we do bedikas chametz is that maybe what might you find? You might find a piece of bread, a piece of cake on Pesach, so you might eat it. Therefore, you have to search for the chametz. So there, presumably that's what the Chazon Ish is concerned about. That if the concern is that you might find some chametz, even if it's less than kazayis, if you eat it, it's forbidden. So therefore, according to the reason that the purpose of bedikas chametz is because you might find chametz and eat it, that should apply whether it's a kazayis or less than a kazayis. Not necessarily. The Big Day Sheish in Siman Tav Mem Tav Mem Bey says that no, maybe that if you eat chametz that's less than a kazayis, there's no chiyuv of kares. So therefore, the chachamim we do not obligate you to do bedika. So just to summarize, if we hold that the purpose of bedika is to avoid the prohibition of bayu rabayu matzeh, there should be no obligation to search for crumbs. And if we hold the purpose of bedika is because you might come to eat it, so that's a question. Maybe the rabbis are obligated you to do bedika regardless of the size of the chametz, or maybe no, only you have to do bedika for chametz that's at least a kezayis where there's a chi of kares. So the Chazon Ish is strict. The Chayi Adam is strict. Chayi Adam writes in Klal Kufyat, in Chelek Beis, Klal Kufyat Tesif Vav, the Chamim obligate us to do bedika b'chorin v'stakim for the holes and the cracks. And in the holes and the cracks, we're only concerned with chametz of peirurim, of crumbs. And nevertheless, we're concerned because you might come to eat it. So you need to search and destroy even the smallest amount of chametz. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tav Mem Bei Sif Katan Lamin Gimel says there's a debate about this. And it cites this debate, but it seems that the Shaar Tzion writes in Tav Mem Beis Saif Katan Samach, he holds that basically you really do not have to, for half a kazayas, there's really no obligation to do bedikas chametz. There the halacha talks about it in Siman Tav Mem Beis Saif Ches. If there are two different half kazesim of chametz, so maybe you have to destroy it because sometimes when you clean it, they'll come together to form a kazayas. But if they would not form together to be a kazayas, then it would seem, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands this, that you would not have to do bedika. And so therefore, it would seem the Mishnah Berurah himself holds that you don't have to do B'dikas Chametz for less than a Kezayas. Rav Ovad Yosef holds like this in Chelek Zayin, or Chayv Simon Mem Gimel. It would seem that's the consensus. Or Letzion, Chelek Aleph Simon, Laban Beis, Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Perek Hey, footnote 10, also seem to say there's no obligation to do B'dikas Chametz for less than a Kezayas. Rav Alamin has an interesting sort of middle position. He says that really, since the obligation of B'dikas Chametz is only rabbinic, because if you do bittul, then there's no Torah obligation to search for chametz. And now that there's a debate regarding this rabbinic mitzvah, so he thought we could be lenient, and we technically don't have to search for chametz that's less than a kezayis. However, he feels that the places that let's say the food comes in contact, let's say the place where you're eating, so then maybe you should, let's say your dining room and places where in your kitchen, places where you eat, so there we should be concerned for less of the kezayis, because maybe you'll find the crumb on Pesach and you'll eat it. So areas that are not, let's say the kitchen, the dining room, other areas, maybe there you don't have to search for a kezayis. And same thing when it comes to Sfarim that you're just reading in your library, maybe you don't have to search every sefer to see if there's chametz there. But let's say benchers that you bring to your table, so then I would be concerned for crumbs, that those I would either use different ones or make sure that they don't have chametz in them.